Wake up! The number one morning show on your radio right now. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
He can be that emotional, oh, the ladies love him, but then the guys listen to him too.
They say everything that people want to say, but they usually don't.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, we got to play, man. Do we have her song in there from Judas and the Black Messiah, Fight For You? I don't think we got that in the system, dude. Her won an Oscar last night, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. This girl got Oscars, Grammys.
She's amazing.
She's like 20. What is she, 22? 23?
Something like that. She's so young.
Played the Super Bowl this year, won an Oscar and a Grammy. And won a Grammy last year.
That's fire. Yeah, we do have it. And yo, I'm surprised too.
Why?
Not that we have it, but of her success, because when she first came out, she was like an enigma. Her name is Her.
Right. Right?
So people would be like, yo, you heard Her? And they'd be like, Her who? And they'd be like, Her, Her.
Her, and, Her.
Right. So it was confusing. And then she wore her hair big and big sunglasses. So you also didn't know what she looked like.
There you go.
And her success, but her talent was able to surpass all of that. And she's popped off. So I love it.
Well, here is Her.
Her who?
That lady. Who goes by the name Her from the Judas and the Black Messiah?
Yes, we need to
Oscar winner last night. Hang on, I gotta sneeze.
That's right.
Man, listen, allergies is mopping me right now.
Yes, you need to. You know what you need to do? Find some local honey. Take a spoonful every day.
Yeah. Does it help you for real? Because I've been taking bee pollen my whole life. Local bee pollen. My mom used to give it to me, and it never was. It helps, but it don't
enough.
stop the profit.
Gotcha.
The allergies is coming through like the woo bombing you, and it bombing in your crew too.
With the mythical,
you know how I do. That's what the allergies say to me every year.
Yeah, try some Seymour's too, like direct,
bruh.
First thing in the morning,
all of that. Let me tell you something. These eyes. Because it's not the mucus for me.
It's not mucus.
Right. It's like, it's not like I have, like, blowing my nose.
It's a sinus.
My eyes itch.
Oh, yeah. My eyes are itching right now, actually.
Yeah, my eyes itch. And that sneeze right there was just something got a tickle from the itchy eyes, itchy throat.
Got you.
So, that's just happening. But so it goes, man. I've been doing this every year my whole life. And I've tried it all. I used to get allergy shots. I take local bee pollen. I take local honey. I've taken sea moss. I take sea moss every day.
Yeah. Yeah, because it cuts down on the inflammation.
Yeah, there's no. But it's not the mucus for me. It's not the inflammation. It's legitimately just itchy, scratchy.
Right.
Itchy and scratchy.
Itchy and scratchy show. What's up, Laura? How was your weekend?
It was good. I took my daughter to the New York Botanical Garden.
Nice.
Yo, it's so-
oh my God, it's amazing. Like, I had never been. And it was an exhibit that I wanted. This artist said, like, Kusama. But besides the like, installations that were in the garden, just the botanical garden itself is incredible.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Like, it's funny that you say, like, some of the comments I got on the pictures I posted were like, oh my God, allergy hell. But to be honest with you, I didn't have any problems. Like, I was there. I didn't experience any allergic reactions. It was great. It was beautiful. It was so nice to just be outside.
It's good that y'all took a lot of photos, too, because Kenza, when she turns, like, 4 or 5, she'll be like, I remember that time I went to the Botanical Gardens. And you'll be like, no, you don't.
You
remember the photo we showed you.
Right.
He used to do that all the time. Yo, this one time when I was, like, 1, I'm like, fam, you saw the photo.
Just stop lying. Yeah. You know what? I hit a milestone, guys.
What'd you do?
I gave Kenza her first, well, semi-solid for the first time. I gave her the little baby rice cereal.
Nice.
That
was so cool. Like, gave it to her. She was like, what the hell is this?
She's just eating it, right? Like, what is this crack you just
baby
gave?
Rice cereal.
Yeah. It was so cool to just watch her experience things for the first time. You know me, I was sitting there almost crying. Like, oh my God, this is so
here
cool.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing,
here
yo.
Here we go.
Just I'm going to be one of those.
Yeah, when you said I took my daughter to the museum, I just kind of looked up. It was like, wait, Laura got a daughter? It's still shocking, you know what I'm saying, to hear when you said that. Because this time last year, who knew?
I know.
I did. You know why? Because she was pregnant.
This time last year? Is that true?
No, it hasn't been a year yet.
Yeah.
It hasn't?
Nah.
No.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. It was cool.
It's beautiful, Laura. I love it. We need a woman still.
No, we need a woman to call. Call right now. Yeah, so you can be a part of Laura Never Loses. Yo, this weekend we're going to talk about the DMX memorials, multiple.
Yes.
We aired the one at the Barclays Center, which was the Kanye West, DMX Rough Rider, DMX Family, was it Sunday Services, I guess the best way to describe it, which sounded incredible and looked incredible.
That was Saturday, right?
That was Saturday. And then Sunday on BET was more performances and more people speaking. I did not catch the one Sunday. Only caught the clip, so I can't really comment on the performances. But according to the Twitter, they were very good. And then the Oscars last night. So a lot went on this weekend.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
Lots to talk about. So make sure you lock in. I'm not a big watcher of the Oscars. Laura, are you?
No, I just, to be honest with you, I really prefer watching all the recaps on social media because it just gets straight to the point. You know what I mean? For me, I'm pretty sure. I think Rosenberg might have watched.
Rosenberg's a big Oscar watcher.
Yeah, I just like watching the highlights and the big winners. Like, get to the point.
Now, I know Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the hairdresser and woman who did the makeup, which that movie, like, the way they had Viola Davis made up. I mean, Chadwick Boseman crushed it. Viola Davis crushed it. But that woman deserved to win. If you saw that movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's dope.
For sure. And then, Daniel Kaluuya. I know you got that speech ready for Flashing Lights coming up in about 15.
And a lot of people that we love and have been talking about actually walked away big winners. I was like, oh my goodness, it was a big night. It was a big night. So we'll talk about it coming up.
Who we got online, Shawnee?
We got Jalinda.
Hi, Jalinda.
Ja, Rastafari.
Salasai, see?
Ja, is that what they call you, Ja?
No, that's only Joe.
Oh, Jolinda, not Jalinda.
No,
Jolinda.
Jojo in the building. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We got Chris.
Joe and Chris. Chris and Joe.
Hey, what's
Ready
good, y'all?
Go.
How y'all guys doing?
Griff definitely wrote Jolinda.
Chris.
Chris, what's going on, man?
Not much. Chilling, hanging out.
Where you headed right now? You going to work? Where you work?
Well, I work for the health department, so I'm working from home. I came outside to get breakfast.
There you go. What you having for the breakfast?
I'm having a bacon, egg, and cheese with a soda.
With a soda? And you work for the health department? Yo, no wonder, man. How you work for the health department? That's what you're eating in the morning. Come on, son.
I do contact tracing for COVID-19.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Bacon,
so you do that.
Yeah.
You, do that. You don't actually have to keep people healthy, because if they taking your advice, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And cheese.
Jojo, where are you going to work today?
I work for school safety.
Okay. So you're a school cop.
I mean, that's what you want to call it.
Now, are you one of the people that's ready to get out from under the NYPD, or you're against that switch up?
It has its pros and its cons. I mean, yeah, it has its pros. I don't think it's a good idea, but, you know, to each his own, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that was very, very insightful, Jojo. We appreciate you. Who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura.
Laura. Oh,
right, man. Let's go.
Yes, Laura.
Let's
Jojo
go.
And Chris. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions.
All right, here.
Let's play Lord of Roses.
We go.
All right, which rapper reportedly got married? Ebro.
A rapper that got married reportedly.
Oh, I know.
Lil Uzi Vert and JT and City Girls.
Maybe, but incorrect. Right. Which rapper reportedly got married to a plus-size model named Denise Bedot?
Yes, that would be Lil Wayne.
That's old, though. I thought they broke up.
That is correct. What's the hardest natural substance in the world?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
I'm going to go with diamond.
Diamond is correct. On a Monday, what famous politician did Snoop Dogg suggest? Ebro. Three. Two.
Donald Trump.
Incorrect. What famous politician did Snoop Dogg suggest he smoked with?
Oh.
I think it was Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack is correct. What part of the atom has no charge?
Ebro. Neutron.
Neutron is correct. It is a tie. Which famous actor are Democrats trying to...
Ebro.
Ebro.
Famous actor that Democrats... John Voight.
Incorrect. Which actors are Democrats trying to get to run for governor?
I was about to say, not John Voight.
Finish the question. For governor of Texas?
For governor of Texas.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is correct.
Laura wins.
Yay.
I thought they was trying to get somebody in jail or something. John Voight.
No, which they're trying to get famous Matthew actor McConaughey are they to trying run. To
get to shut up. John Voight.
There you go.
Yo, JoJo, you win.
Yes.
Shout out to the family, the squad, the block. Shout them all out.
Yes. I want to give a shout out to all my essential workers working hard. I want to give a shout out to my son, Kaden, my mom, my sisters. I want to give a shout out to you guys. I see you guys every morning when I go to work. Every morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we lost our signal. All right. Well, there you go. Chris, we love you too, man. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles, all about the Oscars. Yes.
Yes, we're going to talk about the Oscars, and we're going to give you some highlights of the DMX Memorial. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Put you first, show you your worth.
Yeah,
you give you whatever you desire.
Desire. Put you first. Whatever, hell. Are we on the air?
You don't say desire that way?
Desire.
She's a track star.
She's a one of the rebels.
That's Mooski, man.
Yo, hey, man, do your thing, Mooski. But you, by doing your thing, sometimes it annoys me. Just so you know, it's your thing. But go ahead and do it. I'm just saying. Sometimes it catches me off guard. And I'm like, what in the...
What is happening?
Now, I will say, I hope people like the song because it is a very vulnerable approach, you know, saying that this woman keeps running away every time you try to get serious with her. You know, that's not really a perspective often displayed by male artists. So I salute Mooski for that.
Right.
Can't front.
It hurts.
However.
It hurts.
Let's go, Flash of Lights, Laura Stiles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So the 93rd Academy Awards went down last night. Here are some of the big winners, guys. For Best Picture, the movie Nomadland was a big winner of the night.
Actress and also, should we salute the first Asian American director? She won also. She won for like that. They won the big one, but I think she won Chloe as a director Zhao. Also. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. I think she's only like the second woman to ever win that. I win an Oscar, too.
That's incredible.
Actress in a supporting role, Yoo Jung-un for Minari. I have to watch Minari. I hear it's so dope.
Really?
All of my friends are telling me that they absolutely loved it. They said it's amazing. Yeah, I have to check it out. Also, our guy Daniel Kaluuya as Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah was a big winner.
There you go.
For actor in a supporting role. Super dope.
Nice.
We actually have a clip of his speech. Check it out.
To Chairman Fred Hampton, bro, man, what a man. How blessed we are that we lived in a lifetime where he existed, do you know what I'm saying? Thank you for your light. He was on this earth for 21 years and he found a way to feed kids breakfast, educate kids, give free medical care against all the odds. He showed me, he taught me, him, Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, the Black Panther Party, they showed me how to love myself. And with that love, they overflowed it to the black community and to other communities. And they showed us that the power of union, power of unity, that when they play divide and conquer, we say unite and ascend. Thank you so much for sharing me myself. And yeah, man, there's so much work to do, guys, and that's on everyone in this room. This ain't no single man job. That's some real, and I look to everyone, every single one of you. We got work to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get back to work Tuesday morning because tonight I'm going up.
Tonight I'm getting twizzy.
Nice.
Yes. Also, for Judas and the Black Messiah, Fight For You, Her won an Oscar for Best Original Song.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Which we just played, yeah. And you guys, did you guys get to watch Soul?
Of course I did. Yeah. Me.
Oh, my God.
Soul's awesome.
It's so dope. That went for Best Animated Feature Film.
Oh, dope. And you know, Trent Reznor and John Baptiste. Shout out to John Baptiste. He's been on this show a bunch of times. John Baptiste is the band for Stephen Colbert, right?
Yeah. Is it Colbert? Yeah.
Colbert. Yeah. So Baptiste lives in New York. So, John, man, congrats, bro. That was a big deal.
So cool. Maureen Questlove was in that, too.
Sorry.
Questlove was in Soul?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. That's tight.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so for Best Costume Design, it was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which was amazing. And what else? Oh, guys, Joey Badass. The short film, the live-action short film, Two Distant Strangers, was a big winner last night, too.
Oh, yes. He got an award, or the film gets an award?
The film won.
The film won an Oscar.
Joey, congrats for being a part of that, man. You got to get home to your dog, my G.
It's a great, if you haven't watched it on Netflix yet, that is a really powerful 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I bring this up, makeup and hairstyling for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom also won an Oscar. So it's I think it's the first time, Ebro, that two black women win an Oscar for this. It's so important.
You are correct.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of celebrating because, you know, a lot of people we love won. It's pretty dope. That's your Flash and Light Support. The time is 7:01. Today will be a high of, I believe, 61 degrees, sunny. I see some sunshine today throughout the day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, man. All the Oscar winners. We'll be covering the DMX memorials that went on also over the weekend. And then on the way, Ride or Die, and congratulations, you have played yourself. Who should be on the list? At us at Hot 97 at Ebro in the AM and let us know. We are putting the list together now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Another edition. Rosenberg and I, man. And shout to the whole city was locked in. It felt like Saturday. We had the honor of streaming the DMX Memorial live from the Barclays. Shout to the whole Barclays Center, man. Everything they did to do a great homegoing celebration for DMX, blocking off the streets, working with the NYPD and all the officials over there. I heard they blocked off like a 4-block radius from DeKalb all the way down Flatbush. I think all the way to the Barclay, and then on the other side, damn near to the Parkway. Different directions on Atlantic. All the motorcycles was out. They brought DMX up in a giant monster truck with his casket in the back.
Yo, that truck was so high up off the ground.
It's crazy.
It was wild.
I've never seen that.
And then what Kanye donated his time. Was Kanye there? Was he the one wearing the mask? Remember there was someone, Rosenberg, wearing a mask, and we were like, yo, is that Kanye?
Yeah, I don't think it was. It could have been. But, like, at first, the main person I saw on stage leading it, I thought was Kanye, and it was not.
Nah.
So, or maybe he was there.
The Sunday Service Choir, immaculate. They sounded incredible. It was so perfect.
Yeah, it was. It really was an example of where, like, you know, getting to watch how sort of the black church experience of a funeral can really just get it so right in ways that I haven't experienced in my life. You know, like just an actual upbeat celebration of somebody's life.
Yeah.
It wasn't There were sad moments, of course, but I mean, the overall feeling was so uplifting.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure to be able to cover it. Shout out to Swizz Beatz and Kanye for you know, reaching out and asking us to stream, which obviously, you know, when the opportunity came, we dropped everything and made sure that could happen. Changed programming so that we could bring that to the city, because clearly at the Barclay, only what, 1,800 people could fit inside.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have COVID tests, so there were so many people that couldn't, you know, that wanted to experience that couldn't. And you know, whether you were streaming on YouTube, watching on Hot 97, whatever, we just want to say, you know, send love out and just remind everybody that, you know, not that you need reminding, but just to remember that, you know, the DMX, that just the icon that DMX is and what he meant to the city was on full display.
Yeah.
And if you want to go check it out, I believe it's still archived up there on YouTube and hot97.com.
There were so many motorcycles moving around the city on was Saturday and Sunday. Just brigades and brigades, and you just felt the energy, man. It was beautiful. You know, God bless DMX spirit, man.
Yo, and unfortunately, soldier. if you had an attitude, there was so many motorcycles out and streets was blocked off, and you didn't know why, and you was just angry. You know what we got for you?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because you know people are like, wait, what's going on?
If you ain't
come on. Playing yourself. But I get it. Listen, if I didn't know what was going on, I'd have been frustrated too. But once I found out it was for the dog, DMX, it was a good time. Good time. Yo, and you know, I showed up on time too.
We got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They told me to start at 4. I'm reporting for duty, sir. I'm here at 3:15. What's going on?
Boom. And when did it start?
It started at 6:30.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So I'm at the radio station. Drew, luckily, you know, I'm rusty on the boards. Drewski was there, so he had my back. But we figured it out. Shout to Shiny Culture coming through so we could bring Rosenberg on air from his crib. Rosenberg drove all the way from Long Island, stopped on 125 to pick up bootlegs, and got all the way back home before the thing started. You know, I'm still at the radio station.
Yo, bro, one of my girlfriends who was there got there like around 3. She's like, I got so frustrated. I left. As soon as she left, everything started.
Hit her with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo,
but it was dope,
you know,
that fans were able to see it.
Facts. King Louie was in the building. I checked in with him. DJ Magic called in. Listeners was calling. It was a great time, man. It was just great. It was a moment for the whole city to come together. That's what it felt like. We haven't had many of those. And obviously with the pandemic, you know, all of the cultural moments we normally have throughout the year, whether it be the parades or Summer Jam or, you know, just, you know, block parties, all that's been a wrap. So the dog, you know, and celebrating DMX, you know, brought us all together again. So that was beautiful. And I'm sure his spirit and energy was tied to all of it. And looking down on us, that's what he would have wanted, right? Because everybody coming together and celebrating life, you know, and love. Laura, what you got on your list today?
You might end up giving it right back to me for even bringing this up. But I just saw this headline when I was doing some research. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, hit the button.
He claimed.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He was like, there's no systematic racism in the U.S.
Oh.
Look at Barack Obama.
Oh.
We got that.
Look
too.
At Kamala Harris. What do you mean?
Oh.
Oh, wait. We got some audio.
Isolated incidents all of a sudden remove systemic racism. Okay.
Wait, let me hear this, guys. Let me hear
Senator, is there systemic racism in this country in policing and in other institutions?
No, not in my opinion. We just elected a two-term African-American president. The vice president is of African-American Indian descent. So our systems are not racist. America is not a racist country. Within every society, you have bad actors. The Chauvin trial was a just result.
Fam.
All right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, if and the systems, see, now you're playing semantics. If the quote unquote bad actors that you speak about were able to create systems that keep people who look like me or Shani or Laura or Cass One from getting bank loans or we get harassed by police because of those people who run these systems, then you would have systemic racism because it's in the system.
Facts.
In a nation that, I don't know, had government-sanctioned Jim Crow and government-sanctioned redlining of black neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
This is, the government did these things. Not, so there were bad actors and people who voted for it.
Fam. And this is only because, you know, Biden stated that systemic racism is a problem in the United States. So, you know, they're like, well, what do you mean?
But there are actual systems in place. There are racist systems in place.
It's in the Constitution.
It's ridiculous.
You wouldn't even make, they didn't even want black folks to be a full human being.
Right.
It's written on
or
a document.
Or anything.
I don't.
Congratulations. Whatever. You played yourself.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Rosenberg, what you got today, my Jake?
First of all, just even listening to Lindsey Graham about anything related to anything, black people, justice, etc. Let's just all get the button for even participating.
You're going to shut your white mouth.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
Sorry, no, she said it. She said she deserved it. She knows it. Man, if you're still sleeping on the New York Knickerbockers, baby.
What's happening?
10 in a row?
Hit that button.
Congratulations.
No,
no. You played yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, you've
still,
ruined
it. It's still good.
You can't go too high, man. Then you have to take one off.
That's why I did it.
You look at this team right now in the actual standings and you see them sitting in fourth at 34-27,
nice.
Like that sounds like a real basketball team.
Wow.
Now, of course, I got to give.
Five games over 500, real basketball.
I got to hit the button, of course, because fans leaving the Garden on Saturday after beating the Raptors were so hyped that they were chanting, "We want Brooklyn." Let's hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, you don't. You're excited. You're happy. You should be. If you want to play the Brooklyn Nets, congratulations. You played yourself. 41-20. KD came back last night, 33 points. They're going to be a problem. But damn it, if you're a Knicks fan today, you deserve to feel proud.
Well, and also, if you're a Celtics fan today, you deserve.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because they showed up in Brooklyn on Friday and beat.
Did they?
Yeah, you were there. You were at the game. You actually
did they show up? Did they show up?
Well, their uniforms were there. I don't know if anybody was actually wearing them.
Damn it, hit the button. It was bad.
Congratulations.
A KD Harden-less Brooklyn Nets beat the Celtics? What happened, Rosenberg?
The Celtics aren't good. Like we lost again yesterday. I mean, Celtics are struggling, man. I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, poor guy. Look at his face. Look at this guy's face. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, Curbs is going to happen. We're going to laugh at somebody else's pain. Join us. It's a good time. It happens next. That means, you know, Curbed is when you get ghosted. You thought it was all good. You was texting. You was moving. And all of a sudden, they weren't hitting you back anymore. Well, that's because you've been curbed. And it happens every day. King Louis has confirmed he was in the building at the Barclay on Saturday at the DMX Memorial. He confirmed, yes, Kanye West was there, making sure everything was running smooth with the Sunday service, man. It's beautiful, man. Way to pull that together for the family, Kanye. It's Ebro. It's Lawrence Rosenberg. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, another chapter for Curved. We have Mark on the phone. It's Ebro in the morning. Lawrence Stiles Rosenberg. Mark, how you doing?
What up, man? How you doing?
Still upset that Stephanie hasn't hit you back, huh?
Yeah, some bullshit, man.
Whoa. You went and took Stephanie out to Little Italy, my notes say.
Yeah. Isn't that a great little time, you know?
Just sounds great.
Time, you know? The next thing I know, you know, we eating and talking and laughing. Then all of a sudden, chick just got quiet on me. And I was like, what's up?
But you sound so fun and pleasant.
Yeah, okay. Good joke. Anyway,
well,
man,
jokes are part of life, you know, having fun. Maybe that's why she didn't like you, because you're not fun. You sound mean.
Nah, I'm not mean like that, bro. Just a serious dude, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, who wants to go on a date and have someone be real serious? Chill out, Malcolm.
What's his name, Marcus?
His name is Mark.
Marcus, Mark. Last name Garvey. Yeah, relax.
Mark. Okay, Mark.
Oh, Mark. Okay, so Mark, I'm just curious. What was the conversation like? What were you guys talking about?
It was simple stuff, nothing too heavy, you know?
We're going to call Stephanie. She's not going to know you're on the phone, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to ask her why she didn't text you back. I think we have an idea, but...
We just want to be clear.
We want to hear from Stephanie. Yeah. Call Stephanie.
Hello?
Stephanie!
Hey, how are you?
Stephanie! Sorry, I had to do it.
What up, guys? What's going on?
Hey, thanks for coming on Ebro in the Morning today and participating in Curved. You never hit Mark back after you guys had what Mark described as a good time in Little Italy.
Yeah, okay. No, I haven't.
And how come?
It started off pretty cool. You know, he's a nice guy. And he went to the bathroom, and he was gone for, I guess, like 15, 20, 30 minutes. And I just felt uncomfortable, and, you know, I said, damn, he must be taking a shit or something.
Okay.
You know, I just felt that was really weird, you know, on the first date.
But 20 minutes is a lot.
I mean, look, take it from me. Sometimes I got to camp out for a second, you know what I'm saying?
Someone's got to
post. In the middle of a date,
you know, before you come on your date, then he came back, wanted to touch my hand. I didn't know if he washed his hands felt dry, and I was just uncomfortable.
Okay, you didn't think he was boring or mean or anything?
Nope, not at all.
If it was just the long doo-doo that drove you away. we have Mark on the phone,
AKA Doo-Doo Brown.
Mark.
That's up, man.
Sorry, Mark.
Damn, I've texted you several times. Why are you not respond back to me, man?
You know, I did it once, and you didn't get my text. I just felt like it just made me uncomfortable. You know, you were gone for a long time, dude. It just was, like, weird, you know? Like I said, if that's what you did, I don't know what you did, you know? You could have did something else for all I know. You could have masturbated for all I know.
Whoa, all right, Stephanie.
That's real stupid, you know?
I don't know you. I'm getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't think you should leave a girl for 20 minutes.
Okay, so when you get up and you go with your girls to the bathroom, y'all sit and take all that time.
I didn't leave, though. You left the table. You left the table. I didn't leave.
All right, so, Steph, going on another date with a guy who has to take a long doo-doo in the middle of the date is out of the question for you.
Yes, because it's the first date. I don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying he took a Well, he could have done something else, like I said. You know, I don't know.
But why are you, wait, Stephanie, why are you so paranoid? Like,
we live in a crazy society right around now. Wow. Son, so okay. I take nothing for granted. You know what I'm saying?
I actually think that
Mark.
I actually think that Mark
deserves better.
Yeah. Mark, no offense, you seem like a dick, but...
that's how you feel, man?
But honestly, the fact that she wanted to walk out just because he went to the bathroom, that's...
Yeah, but Rosemary, maybe she felt like abandoned, like she was going to, like, be left in the check.
I washed my hands and shit when I came back. Everybody washed their hands. I even had some sanitary shit when I came out.
And your hands were dry. They didn't feel like they were lotioned or soft or wet after you washed your hands.
So that means I washed my hands.
I don't know what you did. I hope you could have wiped your for all I know.
You don't know, but you felt some wet substance on my hand, right? It wasn't no
Okay.
Mark, you're a foul. Why are you cursing like this?
Y'all should go on another date. Y'all both kids.
Yeah, honestly.
Keep it 100.
I'm not a kid.
This is all right. Hang up on both of them.
The Paranoid Princess and Doo-Doo Brown together again.
What do you guys think?
No, I'm good.
Mark.
All right, Ma. It's all right, Ma. It's not like horse anyway. So
all right.
Just swipe you guys
go. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg
on Hot 97.
Monday vibes. What does that mean? I don't know. It just means easing in. Slick as we can. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Laura, how's Young Baby Light? Young Baby Light update with Laura Stiles.
She's great. I told you I hit a milestone. I fed her something other than her usual formula / breast milk. She had little baby cereal this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, baby cereal first time. She was like, what the hell is this?
Some random puffs of nothingness.
You know what the baby cereal looked like? The baby cereal looked a lot like formula / breast milk.
Just sludge. But it's just cool for her to, like, you know, experience something new, you know? It's pretty tight. I almost shed a tear.
Wait till you give her that chicken for the first time, boy.
Chicken?
I'll never forget Issa having chicken for the first time. It was a situation.
What kind of chicken do you give her?
Yeah, like, how did it go down?
It was, like, baked. It was good, though. It was seasoned up pretty good.
Oh, it has seasoning on it. So she was getting flavor, too.
Yeah, she got flavor.
So I'm about to say, a regular piece of, like, a little nugget of big chicken wouldn't really do that much.
No. She
put something on it?
Yeah.
Seasonings, that salt, pepper, parsley.
She's like, what is this? It was something to it, ladies and gents.
You've been depriving me?
Oh, she was ready to fight. She was ready to fight. And then when it was over, she wanted to beef and go. She was reaching out for the bone and everything. I was like, all right, chill out.
Yeah, everything's cool, guys.
She good.
Good.
Young Lauren and I saw each other this weekend, too.
Where were you guys at?
The Barclays Center.
Barclays Center.
Oh, Friday. Watching the Celtics lose to my Brooklyn Nets.
They're not your Brooklyn Nets, but the Brooklyn Nets. That's right.
Saw producer Griff, saw Rosenberg. It was nice. I forget. I haven't seen producer Griff in over a year. It's crazy when you see people. I'm like, I can't believe I haven't seen you in a very long time.
But it doesn't. But the weird thing to me is, with at least with this group specifically, it doesn't feel that weird because we interact so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sean, I haven't seen Shawnee in over a year. If I saw him, I wouldn't be like, oh my God. I literally am looking at his face right now. Like,
every day.
It definitely helps. Like, that part of connecting to people definitely helps. Right. But
I wouldn't be excited to see none of y'all at all. I'd be regular.
See?
I'd be like, oh, what up?
It felt regular. Laura, when you walked in and we saw each other, it did feel regular, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my God. It was just like, hey.
Being out at the Barclays.
Now being out, let me tell you something right now. No one even told me this. I just know it's true. I was yappity yap, talk. I feel like, Laura, I wasn't shutting up the entire night. I was, and I realized I was just excited to be around people. That definitely was a thing.
Yo, small talk Rosenberg is hard. It's hard for me.
Well, that's what shows you're a bad guy, because it's not small talk. I'm not like, can you believe the weather this weekend? I'm talking about big talk.
Like what?
I was talking about Shock G with people, DMX, the world at large.
Current events.
A lot of things.
The world at large is
small talk. Current events.
Current events is small talk.
By the way, it is. Current events is small talk.
Hold on, real quick. A big thing, but then let's play this game. What's large talk then?
I mean, large talk you wouldn't have at a Brooklyn Nets game.
So it's either like sitting down on the therapy couch or it's small talk?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wow. Come on, guys.
I'm not a big conversationalist, though. Y'all know that.
You know what?
Y'all know I'm not.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yo, both of y'all never shut up. What are you saying?
Well, no, we get paid to talk on this radio, so I do it for a check. But in real life, dude, when we're sitting around, am I really doing a lot of talking?
Yes.
Not as much as you do here. I wouldn't call you bashful. Cass is even a bigger liar than Ebro, because Ebro is at least distinctly different than he is on the air. Like, Ebro's actually low key kind of awkward when he shows up at a public function and quiet at first. Cass never shuts up. He's a liar. You're just a liar.
I never start any conversation. People just want to. I just have a face that looks like, hey, come talk to me.
Is that what it is?
I never actually start conversations.
Hey, God, I've had enough. Well, call right now, 800-223-9797. Speaking of faces that you just want to talk to, DJ John.
Yanni.
DJ John.
Go,
something else.
DJ John.
John, what type of face do you have?
I have a Monday face. You guys are just crazy, as always. Crazy. I wouldn't be shocked if I saw you guys in the street. I'm like, yo, what up?
That's it?
It's mad regular. I saw Flex. It was super regular.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Flex. I don't know last time I saw Flex, but when you've been seeing people for so many years, on and off, you know, I don't miss y'all. I'll be honest. I just don't.
All right, listen, it's okay.
Now, I'll tell you what is a travesty. Producer Griff killed my plant. Thought he was taking care of Robert Plant in the office. I went in my office the other day. Robert Plant is dead, y'all. The end of an era.
Wow.
My faith lily I've had for, how many years have I had Robert Plant, Rosenberg?
I've heard you saying Robert Plant for, three, 4 years.
Feel like, man, I've had Robert Plant since I was sitting in P.O.'s office.
And you're blaming that on Griff.
Well, yes. We had an agreement that he was taking care of Robert Plant.
That's more like 5-6 years.
When's the last time you thought about Robert Plant.
I think about Robert Plant every day.
Lies.
Agreement.
We had an agreement. You was feeding Robert Plant, man.
That's when we had to use your office because our office is getting taken care of.
Nah, bro. You've been feeding Robert Plant this whole time.
That's that forever.
Nah, bro.
Look at producer Groom came out of the sky like, no, no, no.
In the clouds.
Yo, you killed Robert Plant, Griff.
Oh, my goodness. Damn.
You thought he was going to save your plant during COVID? Hit yourself with the button, man.
Thank you.
He was feeding it. We was talking.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
All right. Let's focus. Who we got on the line, man?
Oh, boy.
We have someone that Griff is setting up.
Okay.
Great.
I came with a prize if you want to know about the prize.
John's got gifts.
Wow, what do you have?
So Mother's Day is coming up, so you can win your way, right? This is weird. This is something special for Mother's Day. So when your mom heard guilty pleasures, right? You hear about that, like, what's that mean? Well, we're talking about flowers, we're talking about dinner, an intimate virtual performance with 7 Streeters, so you get that little whole package. And that everyone get a chance to qualify to win a grand prize of a diamond necklace. So your mom could walk out with a diamond necklace if she's, yeah, man. May hop by 7th Streeter, E1, Roslyn Social, Vladdy's Diamonds, and High 97. So yeah,
that's all a lot of people, but we appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
it's real.
Shout out to 7th Streeter. She got a heat rock out here, too.
We got Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy Spoken. Yo, Jeremy, what's going on, Playboy?
Good morning, man. Start work.
Okay. Well, listen, we got a question for you. Answer super quick so you can shout out your people and get this amazing Mother's Day prize that we have lined up. Let's hit it.
All right, Jeremy. Styles. All right. Can you tell us the Academy Awards are more currently known as what?
The Oscars?
Yeah.
Boom. Correct.
Sure.
Jeremy.
Can't lie. It did feel like a trick question.
Jeremy got it right.
That's right.
All right, DJ John, here you go. Here's your question. Who gave the Academy Awards the name Oscar?
Oh, Academy.
Oh, it's a good one.
Well, I guess close, but specifically it was the Academy librarian, and her name was Margaret Herrick. She said she looked at the statue in 1931 and said, it looks like my Uncle Oscar.
Really?
That's where it came from.
Really? That's how this started?
Yes. Wow. That's the best one I've ever heard.
That's deep.
That's the Academy Awards librarian.
Yes.
Said it looks like her Uncle Oscar.
Yo, that's wild.
Wow.
I've not realized that.
But Jeremy.
Jeremy, you win. Run them shout outs, Playboy. Who you shouting out to?
Shouting out my little company, FJR Collections. I know you guys heard of it. I was on the radio not too long ago with you. I still got something for you guys whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Wait, now, Jeremy, you make the ashtrays or something?
Yeah, ashtrays, all resin needs. Ashtrays, coasters, whatever you got. Whatever you need, we got them.
There it is. Okay. Well, look, go check them out.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, too. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, what's happening?
Coming up in a Flash and Lights report, we will talk about the DMX memorial that went down over the weekend. We'll give you some details and highlights coming up. Flash and Lights.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Monday vibes, man. The sun is shining. What are we talking about today as far as the weather, Laura Styles? Let's see here. High 58, is that what you got? Feels like 36 right now, though.
Look, we're always battling, okay, with weather, because mine says high of 61, which I like. Sunshine. Yeah,
61. We'll tell you. Well, let's go with 61. By Wednesday, it's supposed to be 82.
What? 82?
Whoa. And then there's some chances of rain Thursday, Friday. But all in all, I think we're going to be good most of the week. Maybe overcast on Friday. So let's soak up the vibes together. Love y'all for locking in with us. Let's get the Flashing Lights with L Mama Styles. Got the
411 on the memorial service honoring DMX was held at the Barclays Center on Saturday. Family, all 15 of his kids were in attendance, friends, people who adored DMX. It was a lot of beautiful moments. One that really touched everybody's hearts was one of DMX's daughters performed an original song for him, and I think we have a clip.
Yeah.
It was very touching.
Ayo, I'm growing, I'm learning to hold my head up. Ayo, I'm growing, I'm learning to hold my head up. Ayo, I'm growing, I'm learning to hold my head up. My daddy's still holding my hand, so I gotta stand up. Ayo, I'm growing, I'm learning to hold my head up. Ayo, I'm growing, I'm learning to hold my head up. Ayo, I'm growing, I'm learning to hold my head up. My daddy's still holding my hand, so I gotta get up. Ayo, I learned so much from my father. He taught me life is my story, I'm the author. He taught me to be strong, but it's okay to be afraid, cause sometimes it'll show you how to be brave. I know how to get up whenever I fall. I never give up, I give it my all, cause I know I'm big even though I look small. Looking at my daddy's picture on the wall, I know he want me to be the best I can be. Nobody else, I gotta be me. My brothers and sisters, we all stand together. Throw up the X, daddy forever. I learn how to understand the good and the bad. I look in the mirror, sometimes I see my dad. I know he's with God, cause I know he loved him. When he was here, he put nobody above him. He taught me how to pray when I wake up and for when I go to sleep. Pray for my family, pray before I eat. And sometimes when I feel sad and weak, I can still hear him speak, yeah. By all means, I'ma do what's right. Even in the dark, I'ma be the light. I can do it, even when I'm feeling sad. Y'all call him DMX, I call him Dad. Yo, I'm growing, I'm learning.
Oh, woo, man.
Yo, and by the way, she wasn't reading off the phone, nothing. She was handling that.
And she kept going, man. I couldn't even keep it together.
Rosenberg, we was trying to. Rosenberg, we were crying on the memorial. Rosenberg was crying.
Yeah, I could not keep it together through that, man. It was so touching. Yo, you know what amazed me about DMX? I realized from watching that, we all know about the struggles he had, and he went to jail at times, and he had his drug issues, and how rare is it that you hear about someone who went through those things and yet their kids rave about them being an amazing dad,
right?
Like, he must have been just something special, man.
And his mom, DMX's mom, was up there. You know, she had to say it twice. She was like, look, DMX, she said my son Earl, he would have loved this was such an important moment, all his kids in the same place at the same time and their mothers all on the same page. And then she said it again, and their mothers all on the same page. I was like, yeah, kid.
Yeah, I'm sure that was complicated at times.
Yeah, man.
I know. But there was a special moment that I did catch, and I don't know if this happened on Saturday or on Sunday, but his ex-wife, Tashira, the one that we've all seen throughout the years, right? She went up there and said a few beautiful words, and then she talked about DMX's fiance, his recent fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And then she basically was like, because you loved him, I love you. And they shared a hug. And it was really
sweet. Yeah, that was
really
on Sunday.
Beautiful.
BET's, they aired one on Sunday that was, you know, Faith Evans sang. And yeah. It was dope. It was really dope.
Also, here's some words from Swiss Beats during the Saturday memorial.
One second.
This one was interesting. I was definitely... definitely looked up, like, okay.
I just wish all these people showed up for him when he was here. You got thousands of people claiming who they are and tickets and things like that. This man needed everybody. He didn't need everybody when he's not here. He needed everybody when he was here. We gotta learn how to celebrate each other while we here. I don't want y'all to show up to my shit when I'm gone, unless you was showing up while I was here. I want to be sent off with the same love that I had when you were standing next to me. The things that I'm witnessing from my brother's passing, it was a big educational thing for me to learn. I'm glad that I got to see it at this age. A lot of people ain't your friends. A lot of people ain't your family. And I need everybody to do a will.
You have to do your will. You do not want strangers, bloodsuckers, handling your business when you're not here. Mm-hmm. You want the ones that you love handling your business. But I'm going to make sure my brother's straight. I'm going to make sure my brother's family's straight, my brother's kids are straight, and everybody in here better do the same as well. Because this is not a fashion show. This is not a performance. This is a real life day-to-day. And I love everybody that really had love for my brother, because when you see me, you see him. Stop! DMX the Great.
Wow.
Now, Swizz clearly was is dealing with something and probably sees what's going on behind the scenes. And on Saturday, you know, there was definitely probably people trying to show up, making things more complicated than they needed to be as we tried to make it all about DMX. And you know how people are. They want to be on the scene. They want to be up close. They want to have photos. But they're not really there day to day. You know, they're not really putting in the work. They're just showing up for the history making moment so they could put it on their gram. So, you know, you see Swizz definitely was making sure it was known. Mm-hmm. People were moving funny out here.
That's your flash and lights report. The time is 8:05. Today will be a high of 61 degrees, sunshine, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Styles P had some amazing things to say too. Nas had words at the memorial on Saturday. Eve, if you did not catch those things, we'll be playing them back for you in the next 12 to 15 minutes. Keep it locked. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg here, man. Good morning, everybody. High 61, according to Laura Stiles.
According
I got
to
58,
iPhone.
Though. Nah, it's sick. It's sick. It's a beautiful day outside, too, man. Enjoy it. We're getting some great weather this week. And Saturday was some great weather as we memorialized and celebrated the life of DMX all over the city. Here at Hot 97, the Barclays Center. Shout out to the Barclays just making themselves available for the community. And all the bikes was out. You know, they brought DMX into the Barclay, or the casket on the back of a monster truck that went across. It looked like it came down to BQE. They created a whole video. I don't know if you guys saw that bikes following behind the monster truck. What'd you say, Cass One?
I said it started up at Yonkers Raceway and went down to Deegan. Mm. I mean, that was something.
Yeah, it was crazy. Video was crazy.
Yeah, and that's going to be like a generational type thing. Like, remember the time?
Yeah, they did it perfect for DMX, man. They did it perfect for DMX. Kanye West and the Sunday Service Choir provided the energy and the music on Saturday at the Barclay. And then Nas
stepped
out on stage. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, with regard to Kanye, got to give him credit, too. The Yeezy Balenciaga shirt that they made to celebrate DMX raised over $1 million over the weekend for DMX's family.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. I went in and copped one. I wanted to support.
Yeah, I did too.
Nas hit the stage at the Barclay and had a few words to say too. We have audio, right, Shani?
It's a longtime friend of my brother DMX. It's an honor to be here tonight. At the same time, it's a sad day. It's a glorious day. I just want to say I'm honored to be here. That's my brother. We did a great movie together. And on that movie, he was just rising up as a star. His first album didn't even come out yet, but he knew his journey was starting. We stood outside the Tunnel nightclub about to shoot a scene, and he looked at me and tears in his eyes, because he knew about the journey he was about to embark on, becoming a hip-hop icon. I want to say my condolences to my brother DMX family, to all his beautiful kids, to Yonkers, to Rough Riders, Swizz Beatz, D, Y, Eve, Lox, the whole family, drag on everybody. I said my peace, love.
You could tell Nas, you know, he's not, he doesn't show his emotions like that, so you can hear it in his voice. I know.
Right.
And if you saw it, you know, Rosenberg and I, we was on the air Saturday night giving some coverage to this memorial. And it was just, it was, you could tell Nas was definitely emotional. And it was a tough space for him to be in just as a human being, trying to express himself in that scenario.
I rewatched Belly Saturday night afterwards, just to sort of like go back to what that moment was like. And I was really struck by the fact that Nas pointed out in that X's first album hadn't come out yet when they made it. It's a pretty crazy situation to be in. I mean, X had been grinding on the scene already for like over a decade, but he wasn't a star yet. And he's the star of this Hype Williams directed, you know, now sort of hip hop classic. I just couldn't believe that he had that role before his first album was even out.
I mean, he was such a naturally interesting character. You know what I mean? What you got in the music is what you got in the man. So, you know, for him, I'm sure Hype and the people who cast in that film was like, this guy is just a one of one. He saw
He jumps off the screen in the movie. I mean, he's the best part of the movie by far.
Right.
Eve, we have a stat. Eve came to the stage, too. Do you have the Eve audio? Mm-hmm. Yeah, run that Eve before we get to Styles P real quick.
First of all, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the energy that everyone has brought here today. The celebration of how great we all know DMX was, what he has left behind. I am seriously the luckiest woman in the world to have been adopted by the Rough Riders, but to have known DMX the way that I knew him, as a man, a father, a friend. This is so hard, y'all. I pray to God, I pray to our angels, I pray to our ancestors that his journey was smooth. I know that he will rest in power, rest in love, but most of all, he will rest in peace. Thank y'all.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then Jada had some words. He kept it real tight and short, and handed the mic off to Styles P. You know, Jada was like, look, I'm not really good at this. You know, Styles is much better. He said a few things. You could tell Jada was super emotional, but then Styles P really brought it home.
As my brother said, this one's really, really different. DMX was the ghettoest person that ever existed. I swear to you. If you're from Yonkers, New York, you're from New York, period. What he means to us is indescribable. As Kid said, if it wasn't for X, we wouldn't be on. What made it really special was we got on first. That man did nothing but celebrate us and push us. He was the most incredible individual because from the beginning of his career to the end, he's accomplished something that no one's ever accomplished. He was in pain the whole way. The whole way. From whenever you seen him, that man was in pain. But he was built out of love and just spread it. And he was a beast with the rhymes. He invented giving people 60, 80, 100 bars at a time, back to back, no problem, no matter where it was. He invented our way of life. We in debt to him. We gonna carry his name forever. That man was so incredible. I was in the county pen with X. I was over there on D block. I think X was in A block. I have no idea how he even got to my block. He just came to me, said, you ready, dog? Your rhymes ready? I was like, shit, yeah, let's go. Then we went to a part of the jail I'd never seen before. X had a band set up, drummers, 20 MCs. He ate them all. That's DMX the legend, man. We gonna all keep his name forever alive. He did something to the city that we needed and we could never forget, so we are eternally in debt, dog, forever.
That was incredible, that story.
But yeah, man, salute to everybody, man. Kanye West and the Sunday Service Choir. Thank you so much to DMX's family for sharing with us, to the Rough Riders, DNY, and Swiss, and everything you guys brought, not only during that era of Rough Riders and DMX, but just on Saturday and Sunday. The special they had on BET was incredible. And allowing us here to be a part of it and bring it to the city was also an honor. And we salute. Let's hit him with something, man. Let's hit him with some DMX before we get to the Guru's cast. Run some heat. Why not? Mm. Good morning, everybody. He will never be forgotten. The great, the icon, Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX.
Can't stand you, put my sport tapes, like you busting grapes, think you holding weight, and you haven't met the apes. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Think you suckers get round. Just for talking clown. Or you think it's funny, then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Whatever, dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that green. Five niggas on the beam. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave. My home is a cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home, it's a grave. I'ma pull papers, it's all about the papers. Chickens cross the papers and now they wanna rape us. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy Rosenberg. Wake up!
Hot 97.
To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some flash, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Ragged when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast and wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man. When I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn! Was it my fault? Son of my dad. To make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first thing. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I got to get up. So I can kiss. Yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. that ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bold. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared that much. One deep with the starting for kids. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to ball. Pull in the morning before I could fly. Ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a f- how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side. Living the cruddy life. Like this, Kevin, with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm old up. Slipping, I'm falling. Can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like, damn, look how that got open like a window. More endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could've been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my kept it real. Be strong, kept a from doing wrong. Is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the bulls, you get yours because you stupid. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling.
Hey,
yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling.
Powerful. DMX. Man. Long live DMX. Let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com.
Y'all need the shaman to start serving up this peyote during this segment.
Comes in, Ebro Hush.
That's right.
And the team unites to heal, to uplift. Shiny, bring extra sage right now.
Extra sage.
Y'all need the shaman to vibrate and tell y'all what the ancestors are saying. It's hot.
Rosenberg, inhale, exhale, please.
Are very disruptive.
I'm sorry, Laura, that I read the email that called Ebro the shaman. That was a huge mistake on my part.
I mean, people know.
It's starting off.
Here's the thing about a shaman. Shaman doesn't need your validation, sir. The people already know.
But you never said the term the shaman until the email.
I didn't have to.
Look how this all
began. So you still don't have to.
It's different.
The elders said it for me.
The elders. Like Shawnee's elders?
You guys are ruining this energy.
Listen, I'm burning the sage.
Thank you, Shawnee.
Inhale.
Rosenberg, who's in need?
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Greetings, almighty gurus and Baba Ebro.
That's right.
Baba,
the father.
What does that mean?
Baba, the father.
Yo, why they keep on giving this dude extra names?
They know where Ibrahim is. They know where Ibrahim is.
Chill.
I'm going to keep this short. I have a spicy group chat with my girlfriends from day one.
Spicy.
We talk about everything, and I mean everything. You know how it goes, Laura.
Don't try to bring Laura into nasty pornographic text.
She does know, though. Laura does know.
I do not.
You don't have a spicy group chat where your friends keep it very real about their relationships and stuff?
Well, always, yes.
See? One of my girlfriends has been talking about a recent hookup, which ended in major disappointment, size issues with the guy. The brother was lacking, and it was the worst sex ever, per my friend. Now she's dodging him. We all agreed in the chat for her to leave him alone. Here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Yo, the voice is crazy.
My brother-in-law just confessed to me last night that he had a one-night stand with this friend of mine. And that she stopped responding to his calls and DMs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is insider trading right here.
Yep.
He's pretty bummed out about it and would like my help in contacting her. I'm shook about this info and don't know how to talk to him about this. Is it my place to tell him why she's ghosting him? Or should I pretend that I don't know about the issue? Also, question for the guys. How offended would you be if your manhood is being discussed in an unknown group chat? Also, my husband hates this group chat and calls it nonsense gossiping and has no clue about his brother being flamed in our chats. Should I tell my husband? I feel bad for talking ish about his brother, but to my defense, I didn't know he was the man with the size issue and can't look at him the same way again. Please help. I'm shooketh and truly embarrassed.
So at first she says she wasn't sure.
First of all,
yeah, how y'all?
What kind of group chat is this? If y'all not naming names, this is not a real.
No, she's not telling us because we're reading it public.
No. She said she had no idea who her friend was talking about. You know, in these group chats, they naming, they dropping names in there, bro. Anyway,
but then by the end, she solidified that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she's confused.
Well, only because he said that he had a one-night stand with her friend.
She's thinking, right.
And now the girl ain't hit back. The first thing that came to my mind was, I mean, the lady emailing, you messing with his brother. So is there that much size difference between what you're dealing with and what your friend dealing with? Y'all need to compare notes and figure out if there's something going on.
Here we go.
Right.
Maybe you're like, maybe her standard for size is just crazy.
Yeah, maybe yesterday you're like, yo, my husband's great. And she's like, well, his brother ain't.
And then really, they're probably the same.
No, or different. People can be different. What are you guys talking about? Come on.
Wait, Laura, hold on.
I was about to say, how you know brothers is
right
different.
Ebro and I probably know more about brother schlong size than you do. We each have a brother.
I'm just saying that people are different. I'm just saying I've seen people's siblings that are completely different from each other. So I'm assuming it's not always the same scenario.
No, that is, you know what? That's probably
what
true.
You're saying is fact. That's I'm it. Just saying they need to compare notes in the group chat.
Right. So this has multiple problems to it.
Yeah, and she asked like three questions. There's a lot
but
of stuff
like
going
it,
on.
Overall, I feel it's not her responsibility to tell the brother anything.
That's right.
Yeah,
and she needs to tell the brother-in-law. People get curved every day. B, move on.
Right. Exactly. Like you know, you don't.
It's like give him the number to curve. What's our email?
Hot97curved@gmail.com. Give it to him.
There you go.
We'll get the sister-in-law or the friend on the line. We'll get him on the line.
Yeah.
Then he can find out firsthand account without you in the middle.
But all the problems kind of solve themselves when you say to your brother-in-law, "Hey, I'm sorry that happened. I'm not comfortable getting in the middle of your guys' business. Sorry."
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. It's really a dead issue.
Well, she's had a fork in the road. And obviously, she's deciding whether she wants to be clean or she wants to be messy. She can go either way.
Stay clean, bro.
Like, if you want to stay clean, do what Rosenberg says. Yo, I don't get involved. If you want to be messy, have fun.
Don't listen to Cass. He wants you to light it up.
Yo, neither one of these people going anywhere. This is your friend. And your husband's brother.
Yeah,
they are going to see each other again. Really, what you need to be doing is talking to your girlfriend about, yo, why are you giving the box to the family and then running off? Because y'all going to run into each other again anyway. There's no way they avoid each other.
Yeah.
Ebro, she tried and it didn't work out. I mean, it happens. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
She needs to communicate that until they run into each other at the Christmas or the New Year's Eve or the backyard cookout.
True.
Leave it alone. Laura, what's the word for gossip?
Mochinche.
Right. She's that. She likes to chat. And she's like, how do I get in here? And what do I got to tell them? You know what I'm saying? No, you don't tell them nothing.
Mind your business.
She curbed you. You know, she don't want nothing. Don't taste no tick. You don't need to taste no tick. You tell them that. Leave her alone. And then you stay out of it.
Yeah, because think about it. It's going to upset him. It's going to upset your brother. Your husband. It's going to make him be like, get off this whole chat. When really, if you just mind your business right now and be like, hey, I don't know what. You always have plausible deniability because your friend didn't even come out and tell you it was him.
That's right.
So you could always be like, I didn't know it was you. So just go with, I'm not involved.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I didn't broker the deal. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Stop being that bochincha.
Yes, so we all agree. Stop with the bochinche. Mind your business. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, none of weakness.
Yo, she's not doing none of that.
She's gonna be all in it, right?
Just the fact that she asked the question.
Nose all in it. Get your nose up out of it.
Yeah. Leave it alone. She wanna know who's stepping who.
Right. She's like, oh. Is it him? You're the little peen guy?
Oh, stop it, Shawty.
She also asked a question, how offended would you be as a man if you knew your junk was getting discussed in group chats?
Right. We know y'all do it.
Well, it's already been happening. Yeah. Right? Oh, ain't nobody upset. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what you cracking with? What you working with?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, someone really interesting is hosting Saturday Night Live, guys. I'll let you know who that is. Plus, we'll give you highlights of the Oscars. Big winners coming up, flashing lights.
Cass, one, you was just talking about the old Hot 97 mixtapes that used to be in the streets.
Yeah.
You saw somebody tweet one to us from 2000?
Yep. Streets made a lot of money with those tapes, man. A lot of money.
That was good, though. That was the belief, too. Like, at the station, like, there was always this talk about we should be doing mixtapes and we should be stopping the Hot 97 Subway CDs and everything you got on the platform and in the streets and all that. But it was also for us, we was like, yo, let the streets get money. Even to this day, like, when people be bootlegging Summer Jam t-shirts and all that and selling them in the streets, get money, man. That's like a great way for the people to get money. Why not?
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Let everybody eat off the... Because look, man, the culture is everybody's. We just have a radio station that covers it and plays some of the music. But really, the culture belongs to the streets, not to corporate America. So if you could help the people get some money, man, help them out, man. Let's go. Flashing lights time. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
This is interesting. Elon Musk has just been confirmed to be an SNL host for the weekend of May 8th with musical guest Miley Cyrus.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm good. Elon Musk. I don't give a damn. If you don't get these Tesla stocks up. And I saw your little rocket joint. Y'all went to the space station. That's all dope stuff. All that's great stuff. But yeah, nah. What's he going to say on SNL?
Yeah, I don't know
what
I'm that
saying.
I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying. I was like, okay. Like, what is he going to do? Is he going to participate in any of the skits?
Maybe he has some secret talent we don't know about. Maybe he gets up there and crushes it.
Right.
Maybe he's like super funny and his comedic timing's impeccable.
We shall see.
Well, no, we won't, because none of our audience is actually going to watch. But it's a good. They'll find out.
I actually want. If it's great, we'll hear about it. If it's just me, we won't hear nothing.
Also, the 93rd Academy Awards went down on Sunday. By the way, guys, I didn't even know this was happening until I started seeing it pop up. I was like, oh wow. For Best Picture, Nomadland was a big winner. Did you guys get to see it?
I did not. I tried to start it, and then I watched the trailer. And then I asked some people who I thought may know if it was good or not, and they told me it was about a woman who lived in a van by some water. And it was kind of slow moving, so I never opted in.
But overall, did they give it a good review?
No. They said it was boring.
All right, anyway. All right, so our boy Daniel Kaluuya was a big winner. He won Best Supporting Actor for Judas and the Black Messiah. And here is a clip of his acceptance speech.
To Chairman Fred Hampton, bro, man, what a man. How blessed we are that we lived in a lifetime where he existed. Do you know what I'm saying? Thank you for your light. He was on this earth for 21 years and he found a way to feed kids breakfast, educate kids, give free medical care against all the odds. He showed me, he taught me. Him, Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, the Black Panther Party, they showed me how to love myself. And with that love, they overflowed it to the black community and to other communities. And they showed us that the power of union, power of unity, that when they play divide and conquer, we say unite and ascend. Thank you so much for sharing me myself. And yeah, man, there's so much work to do, guys. And that's on everyone in this room. This ain't no single man job. That's some real. And I look to everyone, every single one of you. We got work to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get back to work Tuesday morning because tonight I'm going up.
All the way up.
Congrats, man. That's well deserved. Him or Lakeith would have been good for me. But he was awesome.
Yo, right. Listen, his, what he gave to that role, I mean, obviously we have no context other than, you know, the speeches and things that we heard from Fred Hampton from that time period, but he brought it to life. That English accent right there, you did not think about. I didn't, yo, and watching Judas and the Black Messiah and the many different roles I've seen Daniel Kaluuya in, mm-hmm. I didn't see his black, like, he's phenomenal.
Right. This is the brother from Get Out. Yes. Starred in Get Out.
Get Out. And he was Black Panther.
Black Panther. Right.
And he's a bunch of other ones. Yeah.
Also, Judas and the Black Messiah won an Oscar for Best Original Song, Her, for Fight For You, which is super dope. Man, one awesome. Of our favorites, animated feature film, Soul, was a big winner.
Love that movie.
That was super dope.
That had
dope.
To win. That had to win. I knew it. Congrats to that. There are a lot of cool people involved with that one, too.
Yeah. You know, pull up that Regina King clip. I saw this moving around. First of all, she looked incredible. Incredible. But she had some powerful words.
Welcome to the 93rd Oscars. Oh, Jesus, I made it. It has been quite a year, and we are still smack dab in the middle of it. We are mourning the loss of so many, and I have to be honest, if things had gone differently this past week in Minneapolis, I might have traded in my heels for marching boots. Right. Now, I know that a lot of you people at home want to reach for your remote when you feel like Hollywood is preaching to you. But as a mother of a black son, I know the fear that so many live with, and no amount of fame or fortune changes that.
Mm. Mm. Listen, speaking facts.
She came with it.
But, you know, I just... Every time I see Regina King, I just remember watching 227 when I was a kid.
Facts, right?
And then I'd be like, wait, but she did both the voices on Boondocks, too.
Yep.
And
incredible.
And that's the girl from Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
And Friday.
And Friday.
Right. Enemy of the State. Love that movie.
Yo, her resume. Yo.
It's her resume is crazy.
And also,
crazy.
Speaking of the subject she was just discussing there, you know, Joey Badass starred in a movie that won for Best Short at the Oscars.
Yeah. Yes. Too. Two Distant Strangers. You guys can watch it on Netflix, I believe. But it's quick. It's a short film. Check it out. It's like 30 minutes long.
It's really good, man.
I just wanted to get home to my dog.
Well, congratulations to the whole team. That's your Flash and Lights report, guys. Time is 8:54. Today will be a beautiful day. A lot of sunshine. High of 61 degrees. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
We're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking this morning to, he's officially a friend of the show now.
I think so.
You know, multiple interviews. We've been supporting for a long time. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We have Conway La Machina. New project, La Machina.
What's up, man? Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning,
did it again.
Yeah, man. I ain't done far from finished. This was, you know, just a warm up, man. I'm still in the gym, man. These practice shots.
So Conway, this is setting up for a crazy summer. You about to get back outside? We're gonna see you back on these stages. Any plans for that?
Yeah, I have I got my tour. It's starting in September, like September 8th or something like that. Just me, you know what I mean, by myself. Matter of fact, I'm bringing on Stove Guard Cooks with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna be on the road for a couple of months, and I got a bunch of other shit booked up. But yeah, I'm back on road. I'm back on stage. You know what I mean? Feel all right. Feel good too. You know what I mean?
How those merch sales looking right now? You guys continue to put out phenomenal, not only yourself, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, but, you know, you guys got a steady fan base. You guys rolling out these kits looking very nice.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. You know what, Ebro, man? That shit is such a blessing, that aspect of it, man. You know what I'm saying? Being able to connect with fans and shit in such a way. You know what I mean?
To what you were saying, though? I was talking to Gunn the other day about how blessed you guys have been. You know, we were talking about, sadly, you know, the passing of the great Black Rob. And the lives that we've seen for a lot of artists who had a great run, but you know, they weren't able to there was a time when making the kind of music that you guys were making, that you guys are making, did not ensure that you could be so successful. You guys are successful financially in every way without having to make any records for mass consumption. You're able to just make it for your fans and do the art you want. How grateful are you, like, when you go to the lab, that you could just do whatever you feel?
Man, like, again, like I was saying, it's a blessing, man. You know what I mean? I'm grateful to be the one, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, to be the one that kind of, like, made, you know, opened those doors that kind of been locked, and some people thought was going to be locked forever, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, how we doing it, how we, like, we ain't saying nothing or doing nothing nobody ain't been doing. It's just we did it in a way, you know what I mean? It's almost like Steph Curry with the three-point shot. I mean, always had your Red Millers and your Ray Allens and people like that of the world. The three, well, we didn't invent the shot, but the way we did it transcended the game. Like, the way Steph did it is like, now it's like the game has changed, and it's like a, you know what I mean? It opened the door for, if you just got a good shot, you good. Play a little defense, you can get a $50 million contract. It's kind of like what we did, you know what I mean? So thank you me, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's a great point, though, because you're right. People have made this genre of music before, but the way y'all have done it business-wise is just different.
It's just different, man. Like you were saying, with the merch and everything, the business, how the deals we do, how we structure. I just was seeing a post the other day. I didn't even know I dropped 20 projects. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my first Shady album ain't even come out yet. So, you know what I mean? I didn't know I was working that hard. I got to relax. That's why I'm here. I got to relax.
I also noticed, too, on go ahead, Laura, I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted him to talk to us about Scatterbrain, how you got the very rare verse from Ludacris, how that all, you know, came together, and J.I.D. Tell us about that.
It was dope, man. I had, you know, before I even started working on this album, I had reached out to the homie Don Cannon, because I just wanted to, like, I wanted something that I could just air out real fast, because I felt like, you know, a lot of people be trying to, like, marginalize me and, like, put me in a box, or, like, I'm just some, you know, rough and tough, you know, gangster rapper or something like that. When, you know, I'm not a tough guy, man. You know what I mean? I live a beautiful life. You know what I mean? I love the ladies. The ladies love me. You know what I mean? I'm on that type of time. But
talk that shit.
I wanted to get one of them type of joints. So I hit him, like, yo, send me something, man. I want to talk my, you know what I mean? Talk my sass, man. And that nigga sent me a batch, and that was like the first joint I fucked with. So I said, I hit Luda just like out of nowhere. That Wendy Williams thing had happened where they like was, you know what I mean? DJ, I forget his name, some lame, was talking crazy on it, you know what I mean? Was talking crazy on the Wendy Williams show about the boy. And so Luda like had my back through that. And I hit him like, yo, we gotta cook, da 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 da. And I just sent him the joint and he sent it back, but then in the meantime, I'm waiting on him to send his verse back. I hit up my bro Jed too.
Woo!
Jed sent his. So it worked out like that, man. It's,
yo, listen, dope. I wanna play that Scatterbrain, Luda, J.I.D., Conway La Machina off this the La Machina project. Let's get that on for the people. We talking to Conway. This Go get slap. That new Conway right now on Apple Music too, man. Do it. Mm. Now Conway, you also got 2 Chainz on here on that 200 Pies.
Talk to me.
How did that relationship, how did y'all come? Y'all had worked together before this?
Yeah, we actually did a record for God Don't Make Mistakes. I don't know if it's going to make the, you know, make the cut, because there's, like, issues with the beat or whatever, sample issues, or, you know, the other side of the game that I don't really be paying attention to, you know what I mean? But we did that. He sent me something for his album he working on, you know what I'm saying? We did a couple joints. It's just, he a good dude, man. He a real one. He a real one. He just, like, always show me love. So, and I like our chemistry together off the couple of records we did, and it's gonna be a lot more, actually.
As you move into planning the main release, right? Because all you said earlier, this is teeing up to the official Shady Records release. As you move towards that, as fans, what should you know, you're talking about talking to the ladies, you're talking about showing more dimensions of your personality, you bringing in different producers. What else should we be expecting to see from Conway the Machine as you get closer to this release?
Man, just the illest lyricism, you know what I'm saying? The most beautiful wordplay, you know what I'm saying, that's ever been witnessed by ear to the humankind. That's it, man. Put it simply, man. I'm just rapping, man. You know what I mean? And I ain't on no humble time no more. Like, we rapping or what? My message to diggers, man. What we doing?
You feel like a lot of cats is bullshit. You feel like cats is bullshitting on the mic too much? You feeling like cats is starting to bullshit on the mic? Cats?
No, I don't think they bullshitting on the mic. I just think, you know, we moving into a space where in the music world, like, we in an era where it don't even matter if you nice or not. You know what I mean? People like you, your page, your gram, your posts and shit, more than they think about your lyrics or your, you know what I mean? Nigga don't care about the music. If people like you, like the person, you're gonna stream amazingly. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
So, you know, I ain't tripping on that. I wanna rap. I'm with, put me in that classroom with the rappers. You know what I mean?
Now also I noticed on your project this time, Jay Skees is on here multiple times. You felt like it was his time to shine on here.
Well, actually, I felt like it was, you know, everybody time. Well, Shots, my little brother, everybody who I had on there for my label, I felt like it was their time. But, like, you know, Skees be in the studio with me, and, like, you know, that nigga be just, you know, he just Bogart's face on my shit. I just looked up, and he was on three of them. Like, as I'm working on a joint, he's like, yo, bro, I got a hook for this. I mean, I heard him, like, ooh, that's nasty.
He being aggressive.
Yeah, he just hungry. Right, he just hungry. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's going to originally just be the Sister Abigail joint. But then I was working on Blood Roses. He was there. He's like, yo, I got a hook for that joint, big bro. And shit, that shit was fire. Then the Grace joint was actually a song that we was going to use on the drum work compilation. But that shit was so fire. I'm like, nah, I got to put this out now. You know what I mean?
You mentioned Sister Abigail. By the way, you're so funny. The you have a record called Bruiser Brody on your project, and I literally, yo, Conway, I tried to convince Gunn to name the record that he did for my project Stain. I wanted to call that record Bruiser Brody.
Like, wow.
Like, literally, I had the same thought because the record's so violent and bloody. I was like, yo, let's just call it Bruiser Brody, bro, because that's all I could think of with this imagery. Yo, you were at WrestleMania.
Wait, who's Bruiser Brody?
Bruiser Brody was a legendary wrestler in the 70s and 80s who was killed in Puerto Rico after a wrestling match one night. But he was notorious for these, for a lot of things, but among them just crazy, brutal, bloody matches.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the man. He was a really interesting dude named Frank Goodish in real life. But, yo, I didn't run into you somehow. I saw everybody else at WrestleMania. What was it like, though, that vibe of being outside again for WrestleMania, for a huge outdoor event like that?
Man, that shit was dope, man. That was my first WrestleMania since I was a kid, you know what I mean? So that shit was amazing. That shit was dope. I was there both days in the rain with the poncho on, all that. Like, I couldn't miss that for the world, you feel me? You know what I mean? Took my family and stuff with me. And, you know, everybody, man, they enjoyed it. So even a couple of homies, they don't even be on that wrestling time. Like, what? Them niggas, new fans now. Well.
Did you and Gunn always watch together as kids, too?
When we got time, you know what I'm saying? When I used to go over there, spend the night, you know what I mean, at the house and stuff on the weekends, you know what I mean? You know, he had the what they used to call that shit, Peter, that, you know, that little box that you used to have to order the Tyson.
Oh, the black box?
The WrestleManians and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, he had the black
box. Grandmother, you know, always had that bag. You know what I mean? So,
yo, people who had the black box, I swore they was rich, man. Yeah. I was yo, how you have a thing where you get extra TV, man?
Where I was at, we was eating mayonnaise sandwiches and watching Channel 29 on the box with the with the aluminum foil on the joint.
I was about to say the hanger was in effect on my TV.
Yeah. that was my escape. You know what I mean? Going to West House for the weekend. Like, please, grandma, can I spend the night?
Yo, so how much does it blow your mind? Like, I'm always amused when I see now y'all are so popping that every 2 months there's a rumor that you're breaking up. And I don't think people really understand that you guys are actually blood family in real life. So how amusing is it when these rumors seem to start over and over again, or is it annoying?
No, it's not annoying, man. It's kind of amusing. I was having a little fun with the shit, actually. You know what I'm saying? Even retweeting.
Yeah, I saw you weigh in. You trolled a little bit on Twitter.
You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, man, that shit, I love that shit. It's just dope to see how much the fans, you know, our day one and our true fans, like, really, like, you know, they love us that much that they don't want to see no bitterness or no weird shit that's been happening, you know, with a lot of, you know, groups or entities that came through over the decades. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't one of them. You know what I'm saying? We good money.
Yeah, it comes from a place of love. It comes from a fear place of like, no. You know what I mean? When they see y'all working separate, it's like, wait a minute now. We done seen this before. People start doing too much separate shit. And then we never going to get a Griselda family package anymore.
Nah, that ain't the case, man. We all good. See, the thing really is, man, it's like, you know, we ain't really, you know, we in this shit so deep now. Everybody doing their own thing. Like, West, he got the, you know, the store, the clothing line. He got having kids at a rapid rate. You know what I'm saying?
So the art gallery. Family.
Yeah, man. He going crazy. You know what I mean? He having his family and shit. Benny, you know, he got BSF. He got artists he trying to push and things he trying to do. A sports firm or whatever that shit called. He got others. You know what I mean? Benny on fire. He number one album in the country every time he drops shit like that. So, you know, we don't really be having the time to really, like, mob together all the time. You know what I'm saying? We all live in different cities now, and, you know, life just treating us differently. You know what I'm saying? But when we together, we together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all got to promise. Y'all just got to promise the fans that, you know, periodically, everybody going to block out the schedule for 30 days, go to some remote location, and dig in. You know what I mean? And just that, and then I think everybody going to be happy with that.
But think about it, we see each other all the time. Like, it's just we don't post it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Right. I was just with Benny all weekend. You know what I'm saying? I was with Wes in WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, we used to it. Like, it ain't like a media thing. Like, oh, shit, Wes, let's take this flick.
Yeah, let's take a flick.
Yeah, that's corny to me. Like, you know what I mean? We always together. Like, we talk all the time. You know what I'm saying? His kids, my nieces and nephews, and so on and so forth, in real life, real time, not no, you know what I mean, no industry shit. All the time, patch in and lock in, you know, it just don't always, you know, translate in a post, but we together.
La Machina, New Conway, you want to hit that 200 pies?
See, yeah, man, 200 pies, let's go into that, that's that one, man. Did my scoring in Portland on Bonzi Wells with the headband.
I heard that bar. I heard the bar.
Yeah, man. It's great to see you, sir. Go pick up that Conway the Machine, La Machina, available on Apple Music right now, man. Thank you for your time today. Enjoy the sunshine. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the lavish life. The lyrics are sounding real expensive. You know what I mean? The music is sounding great, man. Keep shining, bro.
Thank you, King. I appreciate y'all, man. Love and respect.
Peace, y'all.
Good to see you.
Conway.
Later, man.